Residents of Oxford, England are being told they're only allowed to drive on certain roads 100 days per year. And if you go over that number, cameras catch you automatically and a fine shows up at your door. No police officer or traffic stop, just a letter and a bill. And what's wild is that the people running this aren't saying it's about controlling you. In this video, we're covering what this is actually about and why American drivers should be paying attention. So here's the story. Oxford's local government, Yorkshire County Council, has installed 6 points around the city called traffic filters. There's no gates or barriers, just cameras. These cameras are using something called ANPR, Automatic Number Plate Recognition. That basically means the camera reads your license plate as you drive past, checks it against the database in real time, and decides whether you're allowed to be there or not. If you're a resident who lives inside what they call the Oxford Pyramid area, you can apply for a permit. That permit gives you 100-day passes per car per year. Each day pass covers you for the full calendar day across all 6 filter points, midnight to midnight. So it's not 100 individual crossings, it's 100 days total where you can use those roads freely. Once those 100 days are gone, you get a £70 fine. That's roughly $90. Every single time the camera catches your plate going through one of those points. If you pay within 21 days, they knock it down to £35. But if you just keep driving through like nothing happened, those fines are really going to start stacking up. Now, not everyone has to deal with this. Buses, taxis, emergency vehicles, and people with certain disabilities are exempt. So the system isn't a blanket ban on all cars. But for regular people in a regular car who aren't on the exemption list, once your 100 days are gone, you're paying. And here's where it gets even tighter. If you live in the wider surrounding area outside of the core Oxford zone, you don't get 100 days, you get 25. The council says this is a traffic management tool. Their spokesperson told Reuters that the whole point is to cut the number of cars going through the city center, making buses faster and more reliable, along with also making walking and cycling feel safer. They also have been very clear that it's not about stopping people leaving their neighborhood or tracking anyone inside some kind of zone. Fact checkers have been pushing back hard against a lot of viral claims floating around saying that Oxford is dividing itself into 6 zones where you can't leave without permission is flat out wrong. Critics don't see it that way. A lawyer connected to the legal challenge against this scheme says the 100 days per year cap combined with automatic camera fines amounts to what they're calling a de facto rationing movement, meaning you still technically have the freedom to drive, you're just being given a quota for how many days that freedom actually applies. A group called Open Doors for Oxford has been pushing back for judicial review, arguing the whole thing wasn't properly consulted on. And a few years ago, in February 2023, hundreds of people showed up in Oxford City Center to protest. The demonstrations drew people from across the UK and became a flashpoint for a much bigger argument around surveillance, climate policy, and freedom of movement. Okay, so you're in the US, maybe in a suburb. Why does this actually matter to you? Because this exact same model, cameras reading your plates, checking a database, sending fines automatically, is already here. New York City's congestion pricing zone works on the same basic technology. California has been running speed camera pilots in multiple cities. The Trump administration has already started pushing back on federal safety grants being used for traffic cameras, which tells you the political battle over this stuff is already happening on the federal level. Oxford gives the people on both sides of the debate something very concrete to point to. Progressives can say, look, it works. Congestion goes down, air quality improves, buses run on time. Critics on the other side, though, can say it's 100 days now, but what's stopping them from making it 50 a year next year? And the technology piece is the part that doesn't go away regardless of which side wins the political argument. ANPR cameras have already been used across the US for everything from congestion analysis to toll enforcement. The infrastructure is here, the question just how cities choose to use it. If Oxford's experiment gets labeled a success, meaning fewer cars, cleaner air, and faster buses, US city planners and advocates are going to look at it as a blueprint. And if the blueprint includes a cap on how many days per year you can drive on certain roads, that's a conversation that's coming whether we're ready for it or not. Oxford didn't build walls. They didn't close roads. They just put up cameras and let the math do the work. 100 days, then a fine. It's quiet, it's automatic, and it's already happening. The question now is whether other cities are watching. Please subscribe and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Thank you.